This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right on. It's 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Everything positively Jay Kirshner is here. And if I don't have it, what's the old expression from the high school days? Jay, she's our man. If she can't do it, nobody can.
That's yeah.
Man, but right. So the facts, the stories, the opinions, clarifications on things. I was looking at a survey of radio listenership. Because I kind of do that, because that's my business here.
What'd you find out?
What's going on? I found out that certain radio formats are in a holding pattern. And if you are, I have my own theory about that. When I say certain formats, I mean talk radio, specifically news talk radio, and not just the commercial radio, but the public radio stations are finding that things are flattening out because, in my rendering of this, they're talking about the same thing in the same way, pretty much at the same time, by the same people, every day, day in and day out. Same experts, the same blah, blah, blah. And I think that's true of all, not just public radio that does news talk, but the privately owned stations, companies that are doing this, and they're catering to a certain audience, which is cool. That's a way to get an audience, keep an audience, but it's not a way these days to grow an audience. Because people are saying in different ways, and when you posted actually, Jay, the interview that I did with one of the fellows, a good interview from one of the trade publications, and it was basically a story about what we do here. There's a little about me and my life and stuff. But I loved the way he encapsulated something that I said, and that's sort of what the article started with. In my world here, I like to start the program in each hour, each segment, with some good news, and then talk about some other stuff. And I think I said, I was just quipping, we talk about people who got shot later on. And so that's what he kind of led with. We talk about the good news, and then we can tell people about who got shot later on. Well, that's kind of what we do here. And I think that it's proven, as we look at some of the numbers, stations and people that are interested, because you can hear this program all around. It's designed to be an either early morning program, morning drive, mid-morning program, but it's carried by stations all around the clock, and you can certainly get it. The Good Day Show at gooddayshow.com, the whole program, every day, all day. So you can listen and kind of pick up on what's going on. I just think, and you know what? It's more of a factor. That's why you and I are as compatible as we are, Jay. I don't like talking about the same thing over and over and over again. I'm bored, and if I'm bored, then the audience is sure as heck going to be bored.
And also, what more can you say unless there's more information coming out or new news? It's basically just regurgitating other people's opinions. That's never fun.
No. Well, it is for some people who want the security of, okay, what's Trump doing today? Same thing he did yesterday. Same thing with Joe Biden. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so here's some good news from Nebraska. This is, when you think about how this happened, this guy paddled 38 miles down the Missouri River on a pumpkin. You want to visualize that for a moment? 846-pound pumpkin. He was trying to sail past the Guinness World Record of 25 miles on a pumpkin. Who thinks this way? Who comes up with this stuff? Dwayne Hansen is 60 years old. He said he planned to submit video and witness statements to the Guinness Book of World Records about his 12-hour cruise.
Just down from down with a pumpkin, paddling down in a pumpkin.
Do we have some video
what
of that?
What says fall rather than a guy in a pumpkin?
Yeah, right. What says fall rather than a guy pedaling down a river on a pumpkin? That's it, Jay. You're right. Anyway, he said he'd been working for 5 years to try to get a pumpkin that was big enough. We used to have contests. My friend Tommy Hansen up the street, who's got the truck farm, and I would grow pumpkins to see which one were the big. Once we had one that was 1,200 pounds. And the secret, you want to know what the secret was to growing a big pumpkin?
What is it?
One secret. How much manure you put around it as it's growing. Cow manure, chicken manure, pig manure. And he told me that I cheated because he only used cow manure. He did not use the other. I said, this was a contest for us to grow the biggest pumpkin. We didn't establish a rule that we couldn't use certain kinds of manure. Yeah. So it was just, he was a sore loser, frankly. That was what the story was. So here it is.
How big was your pumpkin?
1,200 pounds. I had to get the bucket of a tractor to pick it up. Bucket loader.
Yeah. Do you realize how long down a river you could have paddled in that thing? 1,200 pounds?
I would have thought it would sink. No, but wouldn't you thought that would sink, that big? But there's a bottom to it, and so there's ballast to it. I guess that's how.
Yeah. Look
that's how it all works. Yeah, right. Yeah, a pumpkin. That'd be a good pumpkin cruise.
Yeah.
Right? Let's have a pumpkin
cruise.
There
you go.
All right, here we go. It's time as we tell the good news first and then who got shot after that. So who got shot? A woman looking out the kitchen window of her home was killed by a drunk neighbor doing target practice in his backyard. Good God.
Mm-hmm.
Keisha Tate. She heard a couple of gunshots, and then she was hit in the chest by a bullet, and that was the end of that. She was pronounced dead.
She went to the window to see what was going on.
Yeah. Nicholas Lucas, charged with several counts of manslaughter. The definitions of all of these things. He killed her. It was more than manslaughter. Mm-hmm. He should go to jail for the rest of his life. It was his fault. There was nobody. She was minding her own business. He was out shooting and he was drunk.
And he was drunk. Exactly.
And he's responsible for being drunk.
Well, that's the difference between manslaughter and murder, is that manslaughter is something bad happened because of what you did, even if your intentions for that to happen weren't there, where murder is like, okay, the intent was there. But nonetheless, a woman is dead because of a significant level of negligence.
Right.
And it's the same as a vehicle. Don't drive while intoxicated. Don't try to operate a gun or any kind of weapons while intoxicated.
We have all these crazy gun things. That five-year-old, remember the other day with a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Shooting the 6-year-old.
And then the 12-year-old that shot the 13-year-old at a school. Or even you think of celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve when the clock hits midnight and people raise their guns in the air and just fire right into the air.
Where do you think
bullets come down somewhere?
Yeah, exactly. Where do you think the bullets go? What goes up must come down.
Yeah, there's always a story of somebody who was standing in their front yard and the bullet came down on them.
Mind-blowing.
Like two streets away.
So he will go to jail for 5 years? That's not enough.
Nah. That is not enough.
All right, 26-year-old airport worker has died after her hair became caught in machinery at the New Orleans airport. Good God.
Yeah, isn't such a tragic accident.
26 years old. She's working as a baggage handler. Why wouldn't there be a rule? There is. I had actually one of the kids that works on the farm who serves ice cream. He had a hat and he was keeping his hair back, but it was in the way of his work. Not that anybody's going to get hurt. There are things on the farm, there are things like PTO shafts, and this is something similar to what happened at the airport in New Orleans. The mechanism that moves the train along, basically, it's a train on tracks that carries your baggage from outside the airport to inside the airport. And so, this lady, she was an athlete, played basketball in high school, had a sociology degree from a local college, loved to play. Mother said she was my baby girl. So then why aren't they telling her? First of all, I'm sure she was a lovely lady, but she didn't have much common sense if she had long hair.
Well, her hair could have been up. It could have been in like a bun or something, and she bent down the wrong way or bent down too far, and it still got stuck.
Dangerous stuff. This kind of that kind of equipment is very dangerous. Got to look out for it. 11-year-old boy has died after floodwaters pulled him into a storm drain. All the rain in the south. This is Arkansas. 47-year-old woman hospitalized. And is she trying to save him?
She tried to save him. So he was dragged about 500 yards past the drainage system where he was pulled through. She went about 20 yards, and they were both taken to the hospital. He succumbed to his injuries. But this, it was a little over 2 inches of flood water. Flash flooding is real, and this flood water can move so fast.
And it's very powerful, too. It's going to find the nearest hole. That's just the way, the nature of water. It's going to find a hole. The boy had gone to a middle school in Bentonville. That's the home of Walmart, you know, Bentonville, Arkansas. Main offices of Walmart. So this is, you again wonder, how many more stories like this in floods, in weather-related incidents. You have to be careful, and I've told the story many times. We had a hurricane and a tornado in 1954, and every levee broke, every river swollen way beyond its means of carriage. So as a result of all of that, there were a number of aqueducts that were built around here in the state park and down that part of town where I remember driving to this particular part, a low area. And probably 11, 12 feet of water, dirty, disgusting, filthy stuff. And kids were swimming in it.
Ugh.
And you see that sort of thing happening with regard to these floodwaters. Stay the hell away from them.
Yeah. Oh, it's so dangerous.
That stuff. Oh, my God. It's horrible. What kind of things, the typhoid, this is the definition of typhoid is getting involved in things like this. So anyway, a moment for this youngster, 11 years old. It's 18 past the hour.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs. We've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wah-wah. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were yelling at another car while driving, let me say it again.
You need to calm down.
Yelling is just making everyone as stressed out as you are and letting them all know that you definitely aren't trying to save with Progressive Snapshot. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't yelling at another car, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're gonna feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came to the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
I started selling some local apples in my farmer's market on my farm this past weekend, and they were pretty good, a little tart, and they're a little small because we haven't had a lot of rain, and it's tough for the apples to mature, as is being really experienced firsthand in Minnesota. This drought has forced apple orchards to push back the dates that they would be opening.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and Jay has ferreted out a dispute, apparently, between Cher, her name is Sherilyn Sarkeesian, and a young lady named Dua Lipa. I love that name. Don't know that much about her music. The question that we will answer in a moment, is she the Cher of your generation? Yes, no, maybe. We'll find out after this.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa! That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down-there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARADIO at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARADIO.
Sugar Boo. I've heard of Sugar Dads, but. Alright, so there was a fan who was yelling out, somehow or other, Cher got wind of someone comparing her to Dua Lipa, from whom you just heard. So they've been tweeting back and forth. The Twitter user said that Dua Lipa was the Cher of our generation, but Cher doesn't seem to agree.
Cher didn't agree. No. She was like, how many years are there in a generation?
Right.
And of course,
so,
other people. Go ahead.
Well, we heard Dua Lipa. Let's just, for the heck of it, compare that song and her style to Cher. Maybe it's my own prejudice and the age thing, but Dua Lipa is no Cher.
Well, and that's the thing. A lot of people were saying that Cher is Cher, Dua Lipa is Dua Lipa, and it's one thing to be inspired by someone, it's another to replace them. Other people were like, yeah, Cher is for boomers and Gen X, and Dua Lipa is for millennials and Gen Z. But that's the thing. There's always going to be, down the road, somebody else who comes along and it's like, oh, this is the next so-and-so.
Right.
But the comparisons need to stop. They're two different people. People can be their own so-and-so in their own right.
Yeah, right.
Dua Lipa is fantastic. Cher is iconic.
Yeah. So what's the better of the two? Fantastic or iconic? Which would you rather
eventually
be?
Eventually Dua Lipa will be iconic, I'm sure. She has the staying power as Cher. Cher's 76. She's decades upon decades of a career.
Yep. And she's still at it, by the way.
And they don't have to be compared.
No. Isn't it silly how people get wrapped up in all of this stuff?
So silly.
But Cher is not to be trifled with. Never has been, and certainly isn't these days. So, Cher, you win. Dua Lipa, you lose. 28 past the hour.
If you want to start the semester strong, Staples has you covered.
A gaming chair for my dorm. I mean, a desk chair for studying.
Staples has you covered.
A better way to organize my stuff instead of using milk crates.
A desk lamp to help me pull all-nighters.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off desks, filing and storage solutions, lighting and decor with the purchase of any chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 9/24. In-store only.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LUCK. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code LUCK for a $5 bonus.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Altered COVID-19 vaccines may be available soon. Jim Berg in Phoenix reports.
The FDA is authorizing updated COVID booster shots. They're from Pfizer and Moderna and are designed to fight back against the BA.4 and BA.5 variants of the Omicron strain. The authorization comes from data based on 8 mice and no human clinical data that's been made available to the public. In a virtual news conference, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says as the virus evolves, the original vaccine is not as protective against newer strains.
The FDA has extensive experience with evaluating strain changes for influenza vaccines and is confident in the data supporting these latest booster authorizations.
President Trump's special master request for his conflict with the FBI will be decided by a Florida judge starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
At a time when New York is experiencing overwhelming violence and crime, the state lost a House seat because of the declining population. The soft-on-crime bail reform and Democrat leaders calling for defunding the police has emboldened criminal attacks. Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul's plan to reduce violence is gun control and is complaining her decisions are more important than the Constitution of the United States.
The Supreme Court decided. They decided to strip away the rights of a governor to protect her citizens from gun violence by striking down a 100-year-old law, that limits who can carry concealed weapons. So at a time when we're having a national reckoning on gun safety, what we can do to protect our citizens, that decision wasn't just negligent, it was reprehensible. And they removed long-standing limitations that we used here in New York.
NASA is targeting 2:17 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, September 3rd, for the launch of the Artemis 1 moon rocket. The launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida has a two-hour launch window for the next attempt. Monday's launch was scrubbed due to weather delays and mechanical failures on the launch pad. The Kremlin is reporting Vladimir Putin's schedule will prevent him from attending Mikhail Gorbachev's funeral on Saturday in Moscow's Hall of Columns. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
All right, this is not such a great baseball story. This was a Blue Jays game.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
That's
a couple.
Wow.
Right, exactly. Arrested for engaging in a lewd act in the stadium. The Blue Jays game. One fan was.
Apparently it was a slow game.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
About 34 after the hour. Yep, September the 1st. Have we made a big enough deal about that? Or is it, it's for me, it's discouraging. You like it, but I love September
this
weather.
Month
is great.
At the end of, it is.
Yeah, in October. The moons are cool, though. Tomorrow is supposed to be the launch, right, of the... wasn't that Artemis? Didn't we have
Artemis 1. That's when the makeup is supposed to happen. And if it doesn't happen tomorrow, I think the next window is Monday. And if it doesn't happen Monday, isn't it a couple weeks? Not until October for the next window?
Right, yep. Next one. So you're going to be gone tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday. Is that right?
Yep. Tomorrow I will be traveling. I'll be in the air. And Tuesday, same deal. I'll still be listening.
Listen to us, really.
Okay. I will. Yeah, I'll still be working and listening and everything. The only reason, I just won't have my microphone to be on air because I'll be on a flight.
Huh, okay. But sooner or later you'll be able to do it. Actually, I have some equipment now that if I wanted to do a program from the air, I could do it. But it
really?
Would be, yeah, there's a piece of equipment that would allow. But
why are
you
holding
imagine?
That on me? I could be working tomorrow.
No,
this
because people around you
point.
On the plane. You have people around you on the plane would be nuts. They'd go, "What are you doing? Keep quiet." Today is American Chess Day. Chess, a game of strategy and skill, played all over the world by young people, older people. In order to play, you have to face off. On the board, chess, checkers, they all look the same to me. And I don't have the patience for, I have never learned how to play either of them. Well, that's not true. My grandson Miles at 7 was teaching me how to play chess. And he always won. When I was there, when was the last time? Yeah, that was the last time I was there, I think, because he and I spent the night together and he wanted to cheat. Dad, Gramps, you know how to play chess? And I said, no. And he had this strange look on his face, like I was from the planet Zog or something. Everybody knows how to play chess. So I had him teach me. And he was very happy, very pleased with himself because he beat me. It's funny.
Like to learn to play. I've never played. I'm more of a checkers person.
Are you? Yeah. They both require patience and skill. And it's a different mindset, that's all. You know, you go back to it, probably the Persians, that is Middle Easterners, were the first ones to play around 600 B.C. And then there were a lot of early Muslim chess masters who were very good at establishing a certain technique of playing the game. The modern game of chess was born around 1500, pretty much the same as what we play today. So the stuff that's on TV, is it a chess match or is it, it's not chess, it's checkers, right? No, it's the other way around. It is chess. The big tournaments are in chess, not checkers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think.
Yeah, wasn't it the big robot that kids were playing chess against the big robot and one of the kids made a move too fast and the robot took his hand?
Yeah, right.
Lost it, and it took a couple people to get his hand free.
Get his hand out, yeah, right. All right. Now, also today, it's World Letter Writing Day. Back in 2014, an author, an artist, photographer named Richard Simkin, who loves writing handwritten letters, started this whole thing. I think it coincided with the drop-off in people being able to write. Frankly.
Yeah, cursive going out the window. Well, and I mean, I'm growing up and in school, we had pen pals of different students that were in the same grade as we were in other countries.
Yeah,
and
me too.
It's just such a lost art. I don't even think kids today have that.
Yeah. I remember actually in high school falling in love with a young lady who was in high school in Malmo, Sweden. She was my pen pal, and I thought I should run away and marry her. The perfect. We used to exchange pictures. You know, you did that.
That's like the making of a romantic comedy, Doug.
Yeah. Well, I thought she was fabulous. Tall, blonde, senior in high school. I was short. Perfect. Anyway, letter writing goes back centuries to the ancient Egyptians and the Greece. People from Greece, known as Greeks. Thank you, Doug. Letters were written on materials like lead. Imagine writing something on lead. Or wax-coated tables.
Mm-hmm.
Or animal skin. That's how it was first. You know, letters were actually used to send information. Right? It wasn't like a friendly letter. Dear friend. I remember writing those letters as in junior high school. Learning how to write, dear friend. It was just an exercise. Why didn't they give you? I always thought, why would we write a letter just the greeting was dear friend? Why don't you come up with somebody like dear Adam? Right? Did you learn how to write that way, or am I unique in that department as well?
the dear friend.
Part. Yeah. Do you ever learn
no,
how
we
to
always,
do it?
We wrote letters to specific people.
Right. Yeah, it was about form.
Mm-hmm.
Turning your form. So when did we first put postage stamps on letters? The old Pony Express? I'll bet that there had to have been in Europe. They had to pay for sending letters, right? In the 15th century, 16th century.
Yeah. When did carrier pigeons become a thing?
Ah. About, I think early on. That's probably earlier. I would think around the time of Columbus, well, that we in use then, but when did they say? I don't know. I haven't got an answer to that question. That's a good question, though. All right, speaking of question, your question is what time is it? And the answer is 41 past the hour.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
43 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and my great friend Uri Geller, who joins us from Israel, where they have just found, archaeologists have just found a Titanic tusk from the prehistoric era. It was on a kibbutz in southern Israel, apparently, Uri, 500,000 years old. What in the world? And can you even wrap yourself around that? That how old it is?
Yeah, this is amazing. You know, it's about 2 meters, over 2.5 meters, and to be correct, it's around 400,000 years ago.
400,000. Okay.
And some of the investigators and the archaeologists are sure that elephants, believe it or not, were then at that time were a very big part of human society, which means that they used them to hold things, to carry things, to push things. This is incredible. And this archaeological find, or call it whatever, this was so unprecedented. Never anything of this nature was found in Israel. And this just shows that 450,000 years ago, humans were already mastering the work of different animals. And,
did you see the discovery in Egypt this week, where they have come up with a theory that the Giza pyramids were built when the Nile River was running next to where the pyramids are, and it was lush, it was beautiful, it was like a garden. It just sort of points out how the earth changes, temperatures change, climates change, And I wonder, you know, if you think, what was Israel like 500,000 years ago? I guess I'd be curious.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to believe that the pyramids were built by extraterrestrial information, knowledge. And also my island, my lamp island, which, by the way, I turned into a country, if you remember.
Yes.
And you can all become citizens for $1. And all the money goes to save a child's heart, which is a local big charity that so far saved the lives of over 6,000 children with open heart surgeries. So just go to urigeller.com, and become the citizen of my new country, which will be amazing. You get a certificate and all that. But you know that the island that I bought 14 years ago actually mirrors, this is so interesting, the three pyramids at Giza. Unbelievable. It's the same geometrical positions. Unbelievable. But we should explore the pyramids next time when we speak again, because very soon we will discover that there was alien intervention when those pyramids were built.
All right. So let's just talk for a moment about the NASA moon mission and what people are saying about it there and elsewhere. This is a brand new sort of a thing, the Artemis One mission. This is something that has not been attempted the way it is because the rocket is so big. And I know you have a lot of people who are friends that were astronauts and stuff. So what's the vibe you're getting out of this mission?
Well, you know, I'll tell you something quirky, but because of this mission and because it's so much on the news, and yes, you're right, Captain Edgar Mitchell was my best friend. He was also my mentor. He was the sixth man to walk on the moon with Apollo 14. He actually told me personally that he's seen UFOs, and he was the one that introduced me to Dr. Wernher von Braun, who was an ex-Nazi who was responsible for the Americans to get to the moon in the first hand.
Right.
So a lot of these conspiracy websites popping up showing actually movies how the moon landing was actually filmed in a studio somewhere in Nevada. Unbelievable that so many serious individuals do not believe that the Americans ever reached the moon. They really think it's like all made up, filmed in the desert, and they have all kinds of theories. Look at the shade of the flag. Look, it's not moving. Look at this. Look at that. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And by the way, having said that, there are also people who think that the world is flat.
Right. I was just thinking that. That there are the flat world, the flat earthers who have the same crazy stuff. Or, you know, I guess everybody's entitled to their own point of view. It's the same sort of people who are the Holocaust deniers or the same kind of thinking. It's, you know, it's that stuff. It's so obvious that it's real, but yet people don't want to buy into it. Uri Geller is the author of Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All. He has many, many books, and you can find them all on Amazon. The psychic power thing is great. And also learning how to douse. If you want to do that, using your intuition, Uri's written a book about that as well. So check him out on Amazon. Uri's website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Yes, more on the pyramids and all the kinds of stuff that people love to hear you talking about. Next time we visit, Uri Geller with Doug and Jay at 10 minutes before the hour.
Hey, Dougie.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, crank this up, will you please, James? One of the most iconic television programs ever produced in the modern era. I guess that's probably redundant because television only existed in the modern era starting after World War II. And so imagine, look at all the advances in technology and the kind of shows, Chuck, that have happened since television first began in the late 40s through the 50s, right? Some of the things that we look back. So Columbo and Peter Falk, that the whole raincoat and the whole deal. What about it?
We play that scene to Columbo because this day in TV history, which was September 1st, 1970, the final episode of Columbo aired. I believe it aired on NBC. Just Googling, I was a little bit surprised. Only 69 episodes overall. Really? It ran for 10 years, 60 to 1970. I know they came back and did some TV movies, but that still plays in some circles very well. In syndication, you catch it on a few streaming services. But Peter Falk in that raincoat, what a great
and that old Mercedes,
iconic character.
That old Mercedes convertible he used to drive around in, that was kind of cool as well. Him chewing on a cigar.
Yes. He was very unique presence and a really good actor.
Yeah, and that voice of his as well. It was really, the whole thing fit together. The show was written for him. You ever know,
yes,
there are movies sometimes and shows that are written for particular actors. Not just, it's not, let's do a casting call. This show was written for him. And he
performed it perfectly.
Absolutely.
And it was a big ratings hit back in the day. Let's play some this week or this day in movie or TV history. The second one, Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window, premiered in movie theaters this day in movie history, September 1st, 1954. Jimmy Stewart, Grace Kelly. That was a great movie.
Ah,
it still plays beautifully.
Yeah, it's scary as hell. It just
showed you
the range of Jimmy Stewart was one of those classic, well-trained actors who could do anything. He played a cowboy. He must have done a dozen cowboy movies, and he was so casual and good in them. And then, you know, he could do this sort of serious. He did Alfred. He did three or four movies with Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't he?
And then obviously it's the wonderful life is iconic. But it, you know, as he grew older, he did. He was in the Airport franchise.
Yeah.
So he had a big part in Airport 77, the Jack Lemmon one. I like that film actually a lot. One more, and you're going to love this one, Doug. This day in movie history, September 1st, 1978, George A. Romero, the greatest zombie movie of all time, Dawn of the Dead, is released without a rating. Without a rating, because it was too graphic to be rated R. So they didn't want to release it with that one X rating. So they just released it. And here's the thing about the movie for people who were in the loop like myself, not like you, but there were two movies that played at midnight movies that were very popular. One, obviously, was the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which still has midnight screenings, especially in big cities like New York and Los Angeles. But Dawn of the Dead was the second film that played almost exclusively at midnight shows on weekends, and it made a lot of money. And I always said on this program for almost 30 years, Dawn of the Dead is the Gone with the Wind of horror. I just wanted to point that out one
Yeah, time. Well, I mean, if we go back to the ratings, you said it didn't have a rating. It should have been rated G, not for general audiences, but for garbage, because that's what it is. G.
I got one more interesting part of history. 1997, Labor Day weekend, the Jerry Lewis Telethon raises $50 million. Think about that. You know, as a kid, this was like must-see TV. It really was. Telethon on Labor Day weekend.
You've been on with me for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first day I went on the air, Ed McMahon was co-hosting with you.
Right. So Ed invited me to come, and I did four of those Labor Day telethons with him.
Okay.
Jerry Lewis, it was one of the most interesting experiences I've ever had as a broadcaster. Really and truly, to be around all those characters and the people that were on there, I'd grab them and interview them when they were coming off the stage. Some very interesting characters.
Well, the most iconic moment of that telethon is when they got Dean Martin to reunite with Jerry. One of those years. I mean, that's an amazing piece of television.
Sure was. All right, Chucker, great job. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Looking forward to the weekend. It's 59 past the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.